This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Have you tried wakeboarding yet? Wakeboard is a pull behind a ski boat attached to a small surfboard. They often go up to 25 feet in the air and do flips and other tricks on the way down. The court described wakeboarding as a combination of water skiing, surfing, and snowboarding. Boots are permanently attached to the wakeboard, which usually release the rider's foot and ankle in the event of a fall. But as the court explained, a wakeboarder can be injured whether or not the foot releases from the boot. Jeffrey had wakeboarded nearly 1,000 times and had once even broken his ankle. He attempted what's known as a frontside toe roll, going many feet up into the air, and when he landed, his right foot and ankle snapped in half. Jeffrey sued the boot manufacturer, which argued the warning label and the doctrine of assumption of the risk should protect it. But the court refused to kick the case out of court, stating it was about alleged design defect, not about warning or risk. As for the sport of wakeboarding, well, let's just say this case is a wake-up call. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.